Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. Bitdeer just reported earnings and the stock ripped higher by nearly 29% in a single week, but pull up the 3-month chart and you'll see it's still down over 20%. So which move is the real signal? The market has already voted with its feet, and our job is to check whether that reaction matches the updated fundamentals. We're rerunning BTDR through the MarketSnap valuation model with the fresh numbers to find out. Let's set the stage. Bitdeer Technologies Group, ticker BTDR, is a Singapore-headquartered technology company that's primarily known for Bitcoin mining, but it's in the middle of a massive pivot into AI cloud infrastructure and high-performance data centers. This is a company that's trying to be two things at once, a crypto miner and an AI compute provider. And that dual identity is exactly why the stock is so volatile. In the last year, it's down about 10%, but over 6 months, it's up over 46%. That whiplash tells you everything about how the market is struggling to price this thing. So who is Bitdeer, really? The company was founded by Jihan Wu, a well-known figure in the crypto world. He was one of the co-founders of Bitmain, one of the largest Bitcoin mining hardware makers in the world, so he knows this industry inside and out. Bitdeer operates mining facilities across the United States and Norway, and it's building out a significant footprint in Bhutan as well. The company has about 470 employees, so this isn't a massive conglomerate. It's a focused, aggressive growth story. But here's the key thing to understand. Bitdeer isn't just a miner anymore. They've split their business into two major pillars. The first is Bitcoin mining and hosting services. The second, and this is the exciting part, is AI cloud services and data center colocation. They've actually become a preferred NVIDIA cloud partner, and their Bitdeer AI division just won AI Cloud Platform of the Year at the AI Breakthrough Awards. That's a big deal for a company that most people still think of as just a crypto play. Now let's dig into the revenue picture, because this is where the story gets interesting. In fiscal 2024, Bitdeer generated roughly $350 million in revenue, but then in 2025, revenue nearly doubled to about $620 million. That's a massive jump, and it's driven by two things: expanding Bitcoin mining output and the early ramp of their AI cloud business. Geographically, the revenue is spread out. The United States is the biggest market, contributing around $200 million in 2024. Bhutan is second at about $75 million, and Norway chips in around $62 million. Singapore adds another $12 million or so. So this is a truly global operation. But here's the catch, and this is critical for anyone looking at the top line. Revenue growth doesn't automatically mean profitability. In 2025, gross profit was only about $61 million on that $620 million in revenue. That's a gross margin of less than 1%. The company is spending an enormous amount of money to build out infrastructure, and that's crushing near-term profitability. Let's talk about the most recent quarter, because this is what just moved the stock. For Q2 2026, Bitdeer reported a loss of 37 cents per share. That was slightly worse than the consensus estimate of a 35 loss, but notably better than the 776 cents loss per share they posted in the same quarter last year. So the trajectory is improving, even if they're not profitable yet. Revenue actually beat expectations, which is why the stock popped despite the EPS miss. The market is clearly looking through the losses and focusing on growth. And that growth is being driven by the AI cloud segment, which is scaling faster than the mining business. Now, there was a big headline recently that deserves attention. Bitdeer announced a roughly $4.7 billion long-term contract with a tenant for one of their data center facilities. Let me put that in perspective. That's over 7 times their entire 2025 revenue. If that contract materializes as expected, it completely changes the revenue trajectory of this company. It's a land and expand story in the AI infrastructure space. Management has been very clear about their strategy on recent earnings calls. The Q1 2026 call highlighted sharply higher revenue as Bitcoin mining output expanded, but the real emphasis was on the broader push into AI cloud services and large-scale data center colocation. Management is positioning Bitdeer as a full-stack AI cloud provider, not just a mining company. They're also very focused on executing on their data center pipeline. The company has been investing heavily in property, plant, and equipment. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars per year to build out capacity. And they've been very transparent that they expect continued heavy capital expenditure for the foreseeable future. This is a company that is deliberately sacrificing current profitability for future scale. Now let's get into the financial statements, because this is where the rubber meets the road. The balance sheet has changed dramatically over the past couple of years. At the end of 2025, total assets were about $2.8 billion, up from $1.56 billion the year before. That's nearly doubling in a single year, which tells you how aggressively they're building. But here's the concern. Debt is also rising. Total liabilities hit about $1.94 billion at the end of 2025. The debt-to-equity ratio is around 1.77, which is elevated for a company that's not yet profitable. Their current ratio is just about 1.0, meaning they have barely enough short-term assets to cover short-term liabilities. That's a tight liquidity position for a company burning through cash. And the cash flow story is the real red flag. In 2025, operating cash flow was negative $1.74 billion. That's not a typo, negative $1.7 billion. Capital expenditures were another $268 million on top of that. So free cash flow for the year was negative $2 billion. They're funding this massive build-out through equity issuance and debt. In fact, the share count grew by about 70% in 2025 due to dilution. That's a huge consideration for existing shareholders. On the positive side, they ended 2025 with about $149 million in cash, and they raised significant capital during the year. Net financing activities brought in about $1.37 billion. So they have the war chest to keep building, but it's coming at the cost of massive shareholder dilution. Let's break this down with a proper SWOT analysis, because there's a lot to weigh here. Starting with strengths, Bitdeer has a world-class founder in Jihan Wu with deep industry connections. They have a preferred NVIDIA cloud partner status, which gives them access to the most sought-after AI chips. Their geographical diversification across the US, Norway, and Bhutan provides energy cost advantages and regulatory hedging. And they've shown they can grow revenue, nearly doubling it in 2025. Now the weaknesses. The company is deeply unprofitable with negative gross margins in some periods. Free cash flow is massively negative. We're talking negative $2 billion in 2025. There's significant shareholder dilution happening, 70% share count growth in 2025 alone, and the debt-to-equity ratio of 1.77 is concerning for a company in this stage. Opportunities are where it gets exciting. The $4.7 billion long-term contract is a game-changer if it holds. The AI cloud market is growing exponentially, and Bitdeer is positioning itself as a full-stack provider. They have the potential to become a major player in AI infrastructure, not just crypto mining. And as Bitcoin adoption continues, their mining operations could become more valuable. But the threats are real. Bitcoin price volatility is a constant risk. A sharp drop in BTC could crush their mining economics. Competition in AI cloud is intense, with giants like Amazon, Microsoft, and Google all fighting for the same customers. Execution risk is significant. Building out massive data centers on time and on budget is hard. And there's regulatory uncertainty around both crypto mining and AI infrastructure. Plus, the company's reliance on continued capital raises means they're vulnerable to market conditions. Let's look at the price action, because it tells its own story. Over the past week, BTDR is up nearly 29%. That's the earnings pop. But over the past month, it's still down about 9%. And over 3 months, it's down almost 24%. So we've seen a sharp bounce off what was clearly a beaten down level. The 6 month picture is much more positive, up over 46%, and over 5 years, it's up about 16%. So the long term trend is actually up, but it's been a bumpy ride. The stock has a beta of 2.5, which means it's about 2.5 times more volatile than the overall market. This is not a stock for the faint of heart. Trading around $11.37, with a market cap of about $2.65 billion, the stock is nowhere near its highs. But the recent earnings reaction suggests buyers are stepping in. The question is whether this bounce has legs or if it's just a dead cat bounce in a downtrend. All right, let me give you my honest take on Bitdeer. And I want to start with a warning. Our model output for this name looks noisy. The fair value estimate is all over the place, depending on which assumptions you use. Different growth rates, discount rates, and terminal values can swing the number by a huge margin. So please don't hang your thesis on a precise fair value call here. This is a stock where the model is more of a compass than a GPS. That said, here's my honest business take. Bitdeer is a classic high-risk, high-reward story. On one hand, you have a company that's losing money, burning through cash at an alarming rate, and diluting shareholders aggressively. The negative free cash flow of $2 billion in 2025 is genuinely scary. If the capital markets close, this company could be in serious trouble. But on the other hand, the AI infrastructure opportunity is enormous. The $4.7 billion contract is a potential game changer. If Bitdeer can execute on its data center build-out and secure more long-term tenants, the revenue growth potential is massive. The market is clearly starting to price this in, given the 29% pop after earnings. My verdict, this is a speculative buy for investors with a high risk tolerance and a long time horizon. The key upside is the AI cloud transition. If that works, the stock could go much higher. The key risk is execution and funding. If they can't deliver on their build out or if capital gets expensive, the stock could fall significantly. What I'd watch going forward, 1, progress on the $4.7 billion contract. Is it moving forward or stalling? 2, gross margin trends. Are they improving as the AI business scales? 3, cash burn rate. Are they getting closer to break even or is the burn accelerating? And 4, any signs of dilution slowing down? What do you think about BTDR? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.